This is a traditional Thai wedding, except there is no groom. There are two brides. This ceremony is only symbolic because Thailand, like all of Asia, does not recognize same-sex marriage. But a draft law later this year could change that and make Thailand the first Asian nation to legalize gay marriage. Nonetheless, Arisa Tanongmaek and her partner Pachari Hangsaboot say they were not interested in waiting.
We not wait because we're ready. Our family is ready.
Thailand has never outlawed homosexuality, and many people say the Buddhist culture promotes more acceptance of sexual differences. But a survey conducted last year indicates 58% of the Thai public still holds traditional beliefs that same-sex marriage is not natural and sets a bad example for children. Wirat Kalaya Sili is a member of the Thai Parliament and deputy director of the committee drafting the same-sex law. He says the average age of lawmakers, older than 45, has made the promotion of the law more difficult.
There are groups that do not agree. Elderly people who do not understand the feelings of those people. A second group are those with strict religious beliefs, such as Roman Catholic or Islam, which are quite strict on this issue.
The debate began last year when Nati Tiraro Janapong and his boyfriend of more than two decades tried to marry, but were rejected. He and other activists took the case to lawmakers and created a momentum they are confident could soon make history, and not only in Asia.
We will lead America for this issue for sure. Your country will take quite a while, but for us, I think next year or maybe few years, we will get it. I believe 100% sure.
But critics say the same-sex marriage law, as drafted, is still more separate than equal. Although it allows most of the same legal benefits and decision-making rights as heterosexual couples, the age of consent is raised from 17 to 20 years old. Activists also say a gender-neutral law would be more appropriate to prevent transgender people being forced into a male or female category that not everyone would agree with. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.